So we're talking about health and wellness with the average person on the street. And my question to you is, you know, what are the top three things that you worry about as far as health and wellness? I mean, you're a young lady, but what, do you have any concerns about your health?
Not really concerns, but I do try to have an active lifestyle, staying healthy, getting out there and doing, you know, running or biking or whatever. I think really adds, it helps. And, you know, I try to eat healthy too and eat local and do that sort of stuff. And yeah, that's what I do.
Do you have a regular routine? Like, are you in the gym or do you have certain days that you work out? Or is it just part of your lifestyle?
Yeah, it's usually just part of my lifestyle. I try to do a little bit of something every day. Like, with, I cycle a lot, so that's my main thing.
Do you have any illness in your family that concerns you at all?
No chronic illnesses, but, yeah, not that we know of, but we're a pretty healthy bunch in general.
Are you the type of person that diets, or are you just, you eat what you want to eat? What do you do as far as eating?
Portion control. I eat what I want to eat though. Yeah.
Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask how old you are.
25. Just turned.
So you don't have a lot to worry about yet. So in your diet, are you into, you said eating locally, what does that mean exactly for you?
Organic and making sure the meats that I'm eating are like locally, Maple Farms and chicken and that sort of thing. No hormones and no added things in it. Yeah.
What scares you about hormones and foods?
Just that it's not good. It's not healthy. It's not the way it should be, pumping things full of crap. Basically,
what would happen, do you think, to your body if you were eating foods with hormones in them?
You would feel crappy all the time. It's not natural, and yeah, just try to eat what the earth gave.
Some of the things that we talk about on our radio station is when you do eat foods with hormones, that they have, it affects your estrogen as a woman, and it mimics actually estrogen in your body, which puts you into a whole different state. So something for you to look at. But you're 25, so yeah. You have a lot of time. And how about you? What are some of the top three things that worry you about your health?
Well, really just sort of things that are outside of your control. Like you said, illness that runs in your family, or just thinking about things that may cause cancer, or, I mean, they're just so many ideas that are always just thrown at you. It's hard to put it all into perspective.
Do you ever watch any shows on TV about how, you know, cattle's grown or chicken's grown? Have you seen shows like that on TV?
Yeah, and it makes you think twice. So I think it's great that people are sort of educating and spreading awareness that way.
You guys are in your 20s and I'm in my 40s. And I think that, you know, when you were younger and you were reaching puberty, it was probably at an age of, what, 12 or 13. And nowadays, girls are reaching puberty as 8-year-olds. What do you think about that?
That's scary. Horrifying.
Yeah.
It's hard to know why or how that's happening, right? And it's definitely a scare factor that you start to put the microscope and just say, okay, there's something wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
Are there any illnesses in your family that you worry about, and are you taking any sort of precautions?
No. I mean, obviously, you just try to eat as healthy as possible and
what else can you do? So probably in your 20s, you don't worry as much as maybe when you're a parent or when you're older, right? I think that in our 20s, we choose differently. Maybe it's more of a moral reason why we make changes as opposed to worrying about, you know, our kids in the future, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, I am a parent. So I guess once you have a child and you're so concerned about what they're eating, you take it upon yourself to look at your own choices also, because you think, okay, well, this is so important for them, but it doesn't matter for me somehow, you know? So you do change when you become a parent, which is...
As a parent, are there peanut concerns at your child's school? Are they in school yet?
No. He's only one, so we're not quite there yet. But he does eat nuts. So, I mean, that's a big relief because I couldn't imagine the burden that would bring.
Thanks very much for your time, you guys.
No problem. Thanks, Tammy.
So we're on the streets of downtown Vancouver. I've met three very beautiful ladies who are here from California, and we're going to talk to them about health and wellness and what are their concerns about health in their life, maybe the top three things that you're concerned about.
I would say just being healthy, body, feeling energetic and ready to continue with work and balancing, you know, your career and fun, because I feel like the more you work, the more tired you are, and you don't have the energy you used to when you were 20.
Do you think that women work harder today than they did 25 years ago?
Most definitely, yes. We have become workaholics.
Why is that? That seems kind of bizarre that we want to work so hard.
I think we want to be more independent and be able to take care of ourselves. So therefore, time management. Now we're not just the housewife relaxing, taking care of kids. We're career women, professionals. And so just, you know, and we want to do everything 100%. So we work and go above and beyond.
I think you have that bang on. So how do you manage your stress? And how do you, I mean, time management is one thing, but stress is stress. And we work during the day and we're moms at night. What do you do to alleviate stress, if you do anything?
Usually it's either try to get more sleep, go for a walk, or, you know, glass of wine or some coffee.
Are you a healthy eater? Do you eat what you want?
During the week, I'm a healthy eater. On weekends, and I'm not.
Just during the week. What are some of your top weaknesses besides wine?
Oh gosh. Something sweet when you're having a long day, a candy bar.
Sounds good to me. How about you? What are some of your concerns about health today?
I think just with age, some of the hormonal changes that we go through, and our skin and our hair and some of those things where we were in our 20s, they were just different. So, but the skin, I would say, the adjustments going through, making sure that we don't have dry skin and it stays moisturized. And, you know, they sometimes mention all of these different eye creams. And so, you know, really trying to identify if one's better than the other.
Do you look at, I actually interviewed a lady who produces her own products, and they're very organic and very natural. And her big concern about, you know, the top name brands is that we really don't know what's in them chemical-wise, and we put it on our skin and it affects us from an estrogen perspective. Are you interested in that? What do you do about the types of products you buy?
I haven't tried very many things that are organic. I more go by tradition, what my grandmother uses or my mother. I feel that sometimes because of their wisdom, they're able to share a lot more information that helps us that are younger.
Great, thank you. And what about you? What are some of your concerns about health and wellness today?
Gosh, I'm going to have to agree with both of them. Just getting more energy or hormonal changes and other diseases that we just hear about that we like to prevent. Gaining weight. A lot harder to lose it than when you were younger. I mean, you look at food and you gain weight. So,
do you feel, I mean, I could speak for myself. I know that my big thing is the hormonal changes. And so I'm looking into treatment and stuff for that, because I find that, you know, everything's just different today than it was 15 years ago, and raging and the hormones. Do you feel that as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
And who do you kill when that happens?
Oh, I don't get to kill no one. That's the bad part about it.
So what do you do? Because it's a sense of stress that you feel when your hormones are out of whack. Are you seeing a doctor? Or are you just managing? What do you do?
I just manage it myself. You know, go for a run, go for a walk. Just kind of like just relax so you can just let go of your stress or anger or whatever it is that you're feeling or you felt throughout the day. At the end of the day, just so you can kind of relieve it, like go for a jog or a walk or maybe just meditate, sit down, have some coffee, tea, something.
You guys are from California, and you're very big on health and wellness and beauty and beautiful skin and beautiful bodies. It's a lot of, I think, pressure on, well, in Vancouver maybe as well too. Eating properly. Are you concerned? You have kids. Are you concerned about organic food? We look at girls, you know, going into puberty at a much younger age. Boys are developing, you know, and developing quicker as well. Any concerns about any of that?
Yes, there's just so much competition, and there's so many stores out there with natural foods and organic foods, and you hear different things, so you never really know what the right food is. And obviously there's processed foods, and you know, there's all these different diets, the low-carb diet, the vegetarian, you know, pescatarian, and then you just read all these magazines, so it comes to a point where you're just confused what the right thing is.
So do you go by simplicity when we feed our kids, or do we, I mean, as far as just giving them, you know, raw foods or, you know, one source foods, or is it, I know for me sometimes I just kind of just shove their bags full of whatever I can because I'm busy. How do you feel about that?
To be honest, I do think that the best is natural foods, the vegetables, the fruits. I'd love to be able to do more of that, but during the week with the busy schedule, at times you have those lean cuisines or you take out food or... But I do believe, looking again at family and culture, that a lot of our families, the grandparents, the grandmothers, I think their health, they've lasted. My grandmother is close to 90 years old. And so I think just the natural foods, having the beans, the more simple things that aren't so processed and refrigerated and frozen and... I think going that route for a diet is a lot better. But again, the fruits and vegetables, making sure to have, and lots of water. So,
are you an organic eater?
No, I'm not. I'd like to be.
Is it a cost perspective? Is that why you're not?
It's just the time. That it's so much easier. I mean, I know that it's a lot healthier to go on the organic side, but you don't have the time, so you're just always on the go. So you just try to do the more quick, fast, simple type of breakfast, lunch, and dinner that you can because of our busy schedules.
I think it's tough being a mother and a businesswoman and everything that everyone wants us to be in this day and age. Thank you so much for your time, ladies.
Thank you.